This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. Coming up in this hour of the program, one of our favorite guys is going to be joining us, John Davis, the host and senior executive producer of Motor Week, is going to be telling us all about the latest season, season 34, which just kicked off just a few weeks back on September 5th. We always enjoy talking with John. We're going to talk about automotive technology, talk about some of the new vehicles that Motor Week has tested, and generally talk about the entire automotive world with our good friend John standing by. Coming up at hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a representative from AutoPartsWarehouse.com. And they've got some interesting little factoids to share with us. They recently conducted a survey, and they're going to reveal the results of the survey on this radio program before it officially goes live to the PR world tomorrow. Also coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we'll be joined by a representative of the Ford Motor Company. And in hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we will also have some cool guests lined up for you. Telephone-wise, here's the number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. You can email me up anytime, 24-7. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Right now, let's go to the guest lines and welcome a gentleman I always enjoy talking with here on the show. We definitely need to have him on a much more regular basis. He is the host and senior executive producer of Motor Week, which is television's largest, no, not television,
not
largest.
Largest, boss.
Longest, longest, of course. It's not largest, no. Running automotive series celebrating the reinvention of the automobile. John, thank you, my friend, for being here.
Hey, I may be the largest host on any automotive television show, although I'm not sure that's true anymore. I've lost some weight. Hey, Bob, nice to talk to you.
Hey, great talking with you, John, as well. Can't believe the years have ticked away. We're up to season 34. And
that's right.
Your team is still going strong, just producing wonderful programming each
Thanks.
And every week, not only on PBS stations around the nation, but also now in this digital age, you can see it on Velocity and online as well.
Yes, and really all three ways of getting the show out are different. The show we increasingly do for Velocity is a little bit different than the PBS program, to kind of key a little bit more to their core viewers. And of course, you can dissect the show and watch individual road tests as well as episodes, and go back into our history, all sorts of things on our website. And I can't leave out the folks over at cars.com that also have about 500 of our road tests sitting on their website. So if you want to watch Motor Week and see what we think of a new car, you'd be hard-pressed not to find us.
As we go back in time to the first season of Motor Week, it doesn't seem that long, but it is 34 years
yeah.
ago. And boy,
You know my standard answer, Bob. I was a lot thinner and I had hair.
Very good. Well, I definitely was maybe not a lot thinner, but I definitely had hair as well. So,
and that's because if people have ever seen you, Bob is skinny, folks. He's one of those guys that never has to worry about what he eats.
Yep, I'm blessed in that realm. There is no question about that. It's simply genetics. Let's talk about some of the cool
right.
things that we've seen evolve over the last few decades. You know, it all started with simple stuff like ABS and traction control. And nowadays we've got wonderful advanced technology such as something called collision mitigation. Isn't this remarkable, John?
It is remarkable, but I'm not so sure. I don't know if it's wonderful or not. I mean, I think that's the $64 question. All of these things that we're seeing now, collision mitigation, lane keep assist, rear backup warning and automatic braking, and really automatic braking, which is almost integral to all of these systems. You know, one aspect, there's no doubt about it, it's going to make the average car safer, and this stuff is coming down to everyday cars more rapidly than I ever thought it would. But on the other hand, Bob, you know, if you want someone that likes to drive cars as much as we do, you worry about that, kind of killing that off once and for all. And isn't it going to give people just an excuse to pay less attention to their driving if they think there's some kind of nanny on board to save their neck? So I don't know whether it's wonderful, but it'll be safer. We can hope, but I don't know if it's going to be wonderful.
That is true with all the distractions that we have in today's world and all the devices that people have with them at all times. It's very easy to get distracted, and you're right. If they think that the car is going to take care of itself and I don't have to worry about it, it could end up being a significant problem. What do you think about General Motors announcing just a couple of weeks back about their Super Cruise Control, which basically, folks, if you don't know what it is, it basically gives the driver the opportunity under certain conditions to take their hands off the steering wheel as well as, of course, the feet off the pedals, and basically the vehicle will steer itself.
You know, Bob, that's exactly the next thing I was going to bring up, so I'm glad you did. You know, the Super Cruise, which I guess GM had hinted at a couple of years before, will enable you, and so they say, in a 2017 Cadillac, and we're all assuming it's going to be this new top model. What they call it this week, the CT8 it's going to be?
Yes, CT6 it is at the moment, but CT6. Isn't that a dumb name? Isn't that crazy? We need to talk about that, too.
I thought that was kind of... I'm not cruel. I hope that's just a red herring. Anyway, in heavy traffic, like you're commuting in the morning, stop and go, you're going to be able to pretty much take your hands and feet off, like you said, and do anything else you want to do, which I assume means picking up your tablet in states where it's legal and do something on that. But then also it speeds up to 70 miles an hour. It will do it on the interstate. Now, judging from how fast people drive on the internet on the interstate, I would assume you'll have to be in the slow lane and you must be eating your lunch because nobody does 70 anymore. But that's going to be, you know, unless something else happens, the first autonomous car that I'm aware of. I think Audi also announced they're going to have kind of the congestion aspect of that on the market at the same time, and who knows if somebody will usurp them all. But think about it, and I think the Cadillac spokesman, or Mary Barra also, but somebody else said it right. The system's going to have to be absolutely foolproof because, you know, if the system, suppose the system fails, or suppose that the driver makes it fail by taking their hands off the wheel when the car's not engaged or something, they're all going to blame it on General Motors, and the lawsuits are going to fly, and this is going to be true of anybody that tries this. So this stuff has got to be unbelievably foolproof, and I'm not so sure we've got it in us. And then what about hackers? What about people standing by the side of the road trying to get into your car through all of this V2V, vehicle-to-vehicle data link that's going to be necessary? So I guess I'm just a little skeptical. I really want to try it. Don't get me wrong. I want to be one of the first people in line to try it. But I'm a little skeptical.
Yeah, I agree with you. I know Mary, in her speech, you know, noted a particular highway I haven't driven. I always wanted to when I was with Motor Trend for over a decade. I always wanted to take that road from L.A. through the desert over to the SEMA show. And in Las Vegas, it's evidently a very sparsely, at times, road, a very sparse road. And she used that as an example, but that's a rare road. More with John Davis from Motor Week straight ahead. Don't go away.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 26, 2014, gold opened at $12.1570. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.6041, $6.3021 for a half ounce, or $3.1510 for a quarter ounce. That's $12.6041, $6.3021, and $3.1510.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Mono World.
Great radio stations around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. We're joined by John Davis, the host and senior executive producer of Motor Week, which just kicked off season 34, and we're talking about autonomous vehicles and some of the high technology that is getting into vehicles at a very, very rapid pace. John, I know, for at least for myself, the first time I drove a high-end BMW was a BMW 7 Series, which has that, as does Mercedes offer it with their S-Class, has that ability to creep along in a traffic situation. I know I had my foot, you know, poised right above the brake pedal. It's kind of an eerie feeling at first.
Well, you know, it is an eerie feeling, and I guess that's, you know, maybe if somebody is frankly younger than either you and I, and, you know, there are an awful lot of young people that have never gotten their driver's license, and they live in the city, and they don't particularly drive, and suppose they, you know, get married, have kids, move to the suburbs, and maybe they're not used to driving, it's never been a big deal to them, they'll look at it as nothing more than an extension of, sort of, say, their smartphone, just another convenience, and they won't have a problem with it. I can see some situations where you have been driving for hours and hours and you'd like to take a break, but you don't want to lose time by stopping completely, that you could engage, say, the Super Cruise system that GM's talking about, and that'd be nice. I'm just not, you know, I want to try it. I would like to get used to it. I can see uses for it. I'm just worried where we're going with this. So, you know, are indeed, is this going to be the Jetsons finally coming true, or you, you know, basically, you know, hop into it and go? And, you know, the Google car, which I thought was brilliant when they finally came out and said what they were going to do with their technology. I mean, they're basically talking about a system where it would, for all practical purposes, replace the taxi system with driverless cars. And for people that have handicaps and so forth, this will be an enormous boon for them. So that stuff definitely has its place. I'm just not sure the automotive enthusiast is going to be better for it.
Let's talk a little bit about the automatic braking systems, which are becoming more and more popular. I understand that MotorWeek has added a new low-speed barrier test. You know, these used to be only in very expensive vehicles, but let's take it down to more mainstream vehicles. Subaru actually offers this in the Subaru Forester, and a number of other manufacturers have it as well.
Yeah, Subaru and Buick, and both of them did very well in the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety's barrier test. And yes, you're right. We've added, we've yet to actually put it on the air. We're still experimenting with it. But we have purchased a barrier with some help from the IHS as to what type. The interesting thing has been that we had both the new Legacy and the Outback in, which we wanted to subject to this test, and neither one of them came with EyeSight.
Yeah.
And you know, I scratched my head and thinking, with all the publicity that Subaru has gotten over these systems, why in the world every press car they've got out there of their two new flagship models doesn't have it? I don't know. But we're looking forward to subjecting that and some of the others to it. Our staff still has to get used to it because, again, the idea of taking your hands completely away from, well, feet in this case, your feet completely off the pedals, or even accelerating slightly into the barrier, is foreign to us all.
It certainly is. It's another thing that's going to take some getting used to. When we go back 34 years ago and ask an average buyer in 1982, 1983, what they were looking for in a new vehicle, chances are they would say things like they're interested in the styling of the vehicle, the performance of the vehicle, the looks, overall looks of the vehicle, of course, and fuel economy. It's interesting today when that same poll is taken, especially among millennials, going back to a point that you made earlier, lots of millennials will say the most important thing when it comes to purchasing a new vehicle is how well that vehicle will connect to their individual digital
Absolutely.
Devices.
Yeah, I mean, the connectivity to the vehicles is paramount, and there I think the automakers really still have a way to go, even though you're going to soon be able to get everything that's on your iPhone or smartphone up on your dashboard. You know, to me, it all comes down to the voice recognition, and Siri's fine, but it's not really good enough. I've been in a couple of $80,000 and $100,000 cars lately that had full voice activations, and the systems were terrible. If all of this connectivity is going to work and you don't want to basically have people completely distracted, they've got to find some other way besides a touchscreen to make it work. And we're not there yet with voice recognition.
Let's tell folks, if they haven't caught it already, and of course you can go back and look at the season premiere of Motor Week for 2015. You guys had just a wonderful array of vehicles, just to, in my opinion, kind of show the dynamics of today's automotive world, where there's something for everybody. You took a look at the exotic BMW 2 i8 for 2015. This is the advanced exotic car-looking hybrid, which uses the range extender technology.
BMW, very much like the Bolt. I mean, we have to be fair here. This is basically a glorified Bolt. It really is.
It
handles better, looks cooler, but it's basically the same type of system that the Chevy Bolt has.
With a six-figure price tag and the BMW nameplate. BMW has, of course, multiple electric vehicles, and they've announced that they're going to have this separate division called the I division.
Right.
Heard the same rumors about Ford doing it, too, in the not-too-distant future. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that. You guys also took a look at the latest from Lincoln, a very important Lincoln for the brand. It's called the MKC, and this is kind of a crossover sport utility. How was that, John?
Well, I've been pleasantly surprised by the MKC ever since we first saw it at the auto shows, and driving it, I continue to be. I mean, it's not an escape, okay? Yeah, it shares its base as chassis, but, and it has a slightly different powertrain. But really, they've done a very, very good job of doing everything they could to the exterior, their interior, to the ride, even to the handling characteristics of it, to make it seem like, to make it a different car. The instrument panel has virtually no borrowed off-the-shelf Ford-esque parts in it. And that's, there have only been a couple of Lincolns in recent history that you could say that about. The MK series, I think, is off to a very good start with the C as far as this new generation of vehicles. And I would put it right up there with Lexus and some others as far as ride, and but maybe if not prestige, it's certainly in how it delivers in the luxury area.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the horsepower wars and much more with John Davis, host of television's Motor Week. Don't go away.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further and simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We want to thank you so much for joining us. We're live across North America. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. John Davis is with us. He is the senior executive producer and host of Motor Week. This is
Bob.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I don't want us to get off the air since you've been talking about the first show of the season.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a list of our shows coming up there, take a look at show 5, which is the one that actually debuts this coming weekend.
Okay.
It has a road test of two cars that people have been salivating on for a long time. The first is the Ferrari LaFerrari, or just simply LaFerrari.
Yes.
We have an exclusive test of that. We also have our first impressions, our quick spin, of the new Ford Mustang, which everybody wants to know about. So that's coming up this next weekend.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's amazing the high technology that we're seeing in the vehicles like the LaFerrari and, of course, the Porsche 918 Spyder. And
absolutely. I mean, these are exotic cars taken to a whole new level.
When we go back in time to the 80s, I remember when the Mustang returned for model year 1982 with a mighty 157 horsepower, and the 82 brought the Crossfire injection Camaro, and in Z28 form, I believe it was 205 horsepower. 1984, these all-new, quite advanced, very much a high-tech vehicle for its day. The C4 Corvette brought out 220 horsepower. Now, here we are all these years later,
yeah.
John, and we've got vehicles like the Hellcats from Dodge, the
which
Dodge Challenger,
insane.
And the Dodge Charger, 707 horsepower.
That's just insane. I mean, my 78, 79 Corvette had 185 horsepower.
Yep.
And I thought that was the meanest thing on the street. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I know. I remember when I was fortunate enough to buy my first Corvette. I always wanted a Corvette, and I got my first one in 1993. It had the new LT1 engine, 300 right. horsepower, and that was, oh, boy, I can't believe I own a vehicle with 300 horsepower.
And now we have standard V6s with that.
Yes, and a lot of four-cylinders with a lot of technology knocking on the door of 300 as well.
Well, the new 2.3 turbo 4 in the new Mustang.
Exactly.
You know, right there you've got, it's like when you look at it, they did that engine obviously because they want to sell a lot of Mustangs overseas where displacement has a big tax problem. But I'm sure it's going to perform quite well. I personally didn't drive it but at the event, but the producer that did said they came away very favorably impressed. It wasn't a V8.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people will be very happy with it.
Yep, certainly Ford has done very well with their EcoBoost technology. Interesting that they, again, kind of taking a page from Mustang history, the 2.3-liter turbo, which was available in the first Fox platform Mustang, and, of course, they had their high-performance variant, the SVO, from 84 to 86. That was also 2.3 liters, so interesting. Everything old is new again. Have you had much opportunity to be behind the wheel of the Challenger Hellcat?
No, I didn't go on that event. One of our other guys did, but I did just hop out of the 392, and you know, as much of a performance car as that is, then you put another, you know, 100 plus horsepower on top of it, and you know, you can just imagine. You're going to be lucky if you got any rear tire rubber left at all. You know, let's face it, these things are, you know, they're going to make the tire companies a lot of money.
Yes, because nothing rips up tires better than the Hellcat. The thing I was impressed with the vehicle, as I did go on that event, was the fact that, you know, not only have we got this kind of power and we've got the torque flight, 8-speed transmission, and I understand out of the box, 80% of the people who are ordering these are going for the 8-speed automatic transmission. But the ease of which this vehicle drives, I mean, literally, John, I mean, it's a very heavy vehicle to begin with, 4,500 pounds, very solid.
Sure, I mean, it's a big car.
Yeah, but truly, I mean, somebody, your grandmother theoretically could drive this vehicle, and it's got every luxury and convenience feature under the sun as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're going to sell every one of the limited number of that they've got. It certainly cuts a new level in American automotive history. And I do think you were right when in your intro. I think it's going to kick off a whole new level of horsepower competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pony car wars are going to be with the new Mustang coming and a new Camaro in the wings. You know, they're going to get more ferocious than ever.
Yeah, not to mention.
Here we are in the age of fuel economy, and we're talking about 600 and 700 horsepower cars.
I know, and the remarkable part, too, I was speaking to one of the folks from GM last weekend, and they were saying that quite often they're finding that the new Corvette Stingray, the 2014-2015 Stingray, which, of course, is going to be available in ZR6 form. Yep, 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, but they're finding a lot of people in their household, this is the high mileage vehicle. Usually there's a large sport utility vehicle, and the Corvette is the mileage leader in knocking on the door of 30 miles per gallon.
Isn't that amazing? Well, that is the other thing that's happening here. And when you talk about not only what's coming out of Detroit, but what's coming out of Europe, these insane 650 to 700 horsepower numbers, all with impressive fuel economy. In many cases, it's because, like LaFerrari, they're sticking a lot of electric motors in this thing to help them. But a lot of times it's just direct fuel injection, turbocharging, all sorts of other accoutrements that used to be purely performance-oriented, but now basically are delivering both performance and surprisingly good fuel economy. And with fuel prices kind of being damped a little bit, I think the timing's perfect.
It certainly is, and it's also going to show people that electric technology and hybrid technology isn't exclusively for only fuel economy, that this technology is being used in racing already and can be used in the high-performance realm as well.
And I think there's another area that you're going to see it increasingly, and that is in, I won't say off-road vehicles, but let's say all pavement, all road vehicles for all-weather driving. I don't see any reason why automakers are not going to accelerate putting some kind of electric motor in the rear of a lot of crossover utilities instead of all the mechanical drive lines. It's going to be lighter weight, which means better fuel economy as well. Relatively cheap, with as they develop the technology for their hybrids, they can do a down engineered version of it and make a lot of vehicles that would never be all-wheel drive capable.
And of course, we're seeing advanced use of materials, lots of carbon fiber in vehicles as that becomes more affordable.
Standard equipment.
It is, and around the bend, we've got the 2015 F-150, the best-selling vehicle here in the U.S., and from what I've read and talked with people, we're not going to see any serious degradation of pickup truck performance. I mean, this technology has kind of been honed in vehicles like Land Rover and Jag. And ironically enough, those companies were developing that technology when they were part of Ford's PAG group, but they've taken that same technology and put it in a truck, and no doubt this is going to be a win-win.
The amazing thing is, if they pull it off without too many hiccups, is, you're right, it's being used in a lot of high-end vehicles where they may build 20,000-30,000 of them a year. Now you're talking about 700,000 vehicles a year. And I think that's the real question about whether Ford can do it in mass and keep the quality up.
Well said, John. We'll take a pit stop and then more with John Davis. You want to say hi to John? 855-660-4261. If you have any questions about Motor Week, we would love to hear from you.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac down.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with John Davis, senior executive producer and host of Television's Motor Week. And John, we've had a number of people call into the program, including Nathan in Colorado, who would like to know where he can find out where his particular PBS affiliate is located. Is that on a website somewhere?
Well, if you go to our website, motorweek.org, and you look at the top of the page, it will give you a link to be able to go to a page that pulls down and basically talks about the stations. It gives you our list of stations. It's called About the Show. That's the tab at the top. Pull it down. It says Station Listings, and you can find your local station there. However, having said that, take a look in your local area. Just do a search for whatever your city is and PBS, and I think you'll find the website for the local station, and then we should be either listed there or you can call them and find out. But it is on our website, motorweek.org.
And another very interesting question. This one comes from Thomas, who was listening on our great affiliate station in the Midwest, KXEL, News Talk 1540 in Iowa, and he wants to know, John, he says in an email here, he says that, John, I love your show. I've been watching it for years. I didn't see the first episode of Motor Week. What vehicle did you test on the first?
Oh, my. That's so long ago. we actually tested the Ford Escort, and we also had what was the second car now? I've forgotten. There was a pilot, Bob, before there was the first episode. But anyway, the Escort had a prominent role in the first episode of the show. And I believe we also did a Renault at the time. I forgot. But the Escort is the answer.
Very good.
That was, you know, because then, if you remember, that was the world car, and that was the car that everybody was talking about as being the absolute revolutionary car that was going to change the way everybody drove. It didn't quite work out that way.
Yes, exactly. We've had a number of vehicle introductions over the last couple of decades with different manufacturers thinking the same thing, and in reality, they don't always go the way that they have planned. That's the other thing that has changed a lot in the last couple of years in particular, John. Isn't it interesting how the car companies are now doing vehicle introductions and bypassing, in many cases, the traditional way of introducing it at an auto show and then inviting journalists to drive it? before they basically unveil it to the public. Mazda, for example, took the wraps off their Miata, the successor, on social media. And certainly there have been many others also that have used this medium to showcase new vehicles.
Yeah, I think in many ways they're basically saying to the automotive media, you know, you guys do a great job for us, but, you know, we're empowered now with all the social media to get the word out the way we want to get it out about these new vehicles instantaneously. So they're putting on these huge events. In the case of the MX-5 Miata, it was an around-the-world event. And, you know, the hype gets out there, and all the bloggers sort of act like they've driven the car when they've barely seen a picture of it. And somewhere down the line, the actual people that drive and write about the cars and give impressions, like you and I, we get in them, and we're no longer first. I hate to say they don't need us, but they're finding out that they can reach that young core audience quicker, sometimes without us.
It's true. It's an ever-changing world.
Now, I'm not saying that, you know, we turn around and kind of give you the straight deal on the vehicle, but the hype is out there.
It certainly is. There are so many things that have changed, yet the automotive passion remains.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm always excited when I see younger people getting into the automotive hobby, whether it's following the new cars or getting into classic cars, because for a while there, many people were wondering about the future of the hobby, especially on the classic car side.
Oh, I think there was a huge fear, and I'm right up there with the people that were worried about it and whether or not, you know, the auto world as we know it and grew up with the enthusiasm was just going to fade away. You had some people out there in the business, who I'm not going to name, actually doing interviews and telling everybody that nobody cared about cars anymore, nobody opened the hood, you know, ignoring what was going on in the aftermarket with all the young kids coming up, buying up these second and third hand imports and tricking them up with wheels and exhaust just because you couldn't tweak the engine legally anymore didn't stop anybody. So fortunately, I think the car enthusiasm is alive and well, but there is a big section out there of, you know, millennials that aren't driving, and that's a little bit of a worry to me.
It is for me as well. Got a question here, somebody looking for some advice. It comes from Jane, who is listening in Connecticut. Jane is interested in a high-mileage vehicle. She wants to know, John, if she should consider other vehicles besides a hybrid. And certainly we have seen so many vehicles, gasoline-powered as well as diesel-powered, racking up some incredible fuel economy numbers.
And even without that, you've got vehicles like the new Honda Fit and some of the other new subcompacts that are out there that just have good old internal combustion gasoline engines that will return 40-plus miles per gallon. It's not right up there with the best of the hybrids, but when you factor in the wider availability and the lower cost, they're very competitive over a long period of time if you're going to keep the car more than 3 or 4 years. You're going to do like most people and keep them 7. So I would encourage her to go to fueleconomy.gov. Fueleconomy.gov is the site that the feds use that put up all of the fuel economy information. She can compare all sorts of cars side by side very easily, non-hybrids against hybrids, and get a whole list. And you'll be surprised how many cars that are getting high 30s, mid 40s, that don't have powertrains that are unusual like hybrids or even diesels.
It's true when you look at the SkyActiv technology from Mazda as well as the fuel economy numbers that you get from, for example, the Focus and the Fiesta and many, many other vehicles out there. It's not unusual to see these gasoline-powered engines turning out numbers that are near hybrid, like hovering around 40 miles per gallon, because that's the other thing that I find, John. I don't know if you also find it, but when I'm test driving a hybrid vehicle and I add up my miles per gallon, my fuel economy during the time that I had the car, it is usually nowhere near the manufacturer's estimate.
The only hybrid system that I would say that we consistently get what they claim, what the EPA claims, is probably the Toyota units. Their system just seems to be the best out there, and I know that's saying something, and there are a lot of systems very similar. But they consistently, we come back with the proper numbers. Now, what is the proper number? We don't look for the highway number. We don't look for the city number. We look for that all-important combined number. And if we get that combined number, then we feel like, you know, the tests that the automakers did to get those certifications were correct. And that, of course, is getting a lot of scrutiny now that some of these cars are being built to test well, but they don't necessarily do as anywhere near as well in daily driving. And we'll see if that if this whole procedure is going to change.
Got another interesting question here from James in Missouri listening on KSIS. And he poses the question to you, John, about your favorite vehicle that you have driven in the 34 years of Motor Week. Talk about a tough one.
You know, I don't think I can answer that. I mean, I could say something like the Enzo Ferrari, which, of course, was remarkable, or the first Viper, or even the C7. Let's say the 2002 Mini Cooper. That was the biggest surprise. I hated that car until I drove it. I loved it so much, I bought one right away, and I still have it.
Very cool. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you want to get in one more question quick for John Davis, we would love to have you chime in or email me up, bob@boblongradio.com. We're getting into that time of the year. We're not that far away from some of the big conventions. We got the Las Vegas SEMA Extravaganza. Then it's time for Los Angeles and Detroit and Chicago, and come next spring we'll of course be in New York, and that's when we're going to see the Cadillac flagship that you mentioned a little bit earlier. They got to come up with a better name. I don't know why they just don't call it the El Mirage. It's certainly a much cooler name than this proposed name that we're seeing right now.
Yeah, something that says this is really something special, instead of trying to necessarily follow some arbitrary numbers or letters or figures. I agree with you.
John, always a pleasure, my friend. Congratulations on 34 wonderful years of Motor Week, and we look forward to getting you back with us down the road.
Thanks, Bob. It's always a great pleasure to be on with you and all your listeners.
Thank you so much, John.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.